Well, a few years ago, I started growing sunflowers just for the fun of it in the vegetable garden, just to kind of add some color and stuff like that. And then I got a pack of sunflowers in a box of Cheerios, and I planted them all in the front yard, right in front of like my telephone box at the end of the driveway, right close to the street. And the one that got the tallest was like 10 feet high. It was humongous.
Wow.
And all my neighbors were commenting on it. They're like, oh my God, your sunflower's humongous. And I just thought it was so much fun. And everyone was just excited. So the next year I thought, I'm going to up the ante. So I decided to have this contest. Excuse me. And basically I thought, I'm going to grow three huge sunflowers and name them and have a contest and let people guess which one they think is going to be the biggest.
So
we named them Stumpy, Goldie, and Stretch.
Stumpy, Goldie, and Stretch.
Yep.
Okay, so who's in the lead now?
Stumpy by a long shot, actually. So Stretch and Goldie are about 10 or 11 feet high right now, and Stumpy is the tallest, and he's getting close to 16.
16 feet?
Yeah, which is the tallest sunflower, but no world record or anything like that, but it's the tallest sunflower I ever grew.
What is the world record? Do you know, Evan?
I think it's over 30-something. Something like, I don't even know how it's possible.
Well, even though I know, I've seen pictures of the ones that you have in your front yard, and you've got stakes, big long poles that they're climbing up to make sure they don't fall over.
Yeah, it's interesting. The strains that I picked, there's three different strains, and two of the strains are pretty like robust varieties, and they don't tip over too easy. But the one that I planted, High Hopes, seems to be pretty stringy and doesn't support itself too well. So I had to pretty well stake it up the whole way, and I think that was the one that was stumpy. And there was a few stormy weekends there back in July, and I thought I was going to lose them for sure. And I had to tie them up with ropes and stuff like that so they wouldn't blow down.
Evan, what's been the reaction in Chesley, and do you see people from beyond Chesley coming to see these three?
It's been really cool to see. So it's right in front of my house, so I kind of can watch while I'm eating breakfast and whatever, watch people walk by. And people walk by, read my little sign, and then during the contest, they would put a ballot in and check it out, and people are just following along. And the locals in my neighborhood are always telling me how huge they are, and they're like, are they done growing? I'm like, I have no idea, man. I hope they keep going. Keep going.
So they
people seem to love it.
So they fill out a ballot as to who they think, which one they think is going to be the tallest. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, exactly. So I put them in the ground in May, and then once they started to sort of sprout, and you could see that there were going to be sunflowers there, I opened the contest, and basically people could guess right through to the beginning of July.
The Tower Park Tallest Sunflower Contest, because that's where you are, 56 Tower Road in Chesley, right?
Yep, which is right near the water tower in Chesley. And if people want to pop in and see the sunflowers, they're welcome to drive by and have a look. And
the contest the contest ends Sunday, the 28th of August.
Yep, and we'll be having the winner announced, and we've got a cash prize of $50.
Wow, there you go.
Wow,
yep,
all right.
Just all for the fun.
Sounds great. Sounds great, Evan.
Hey, listen, good luck. And if you can give me some secrets, as I've been trying to grow sunflowers as well, and something keeps eating them all the time. Do you have any advice?
I'll give you the advice. The biggest change I made this year that seemed to make the biggest difference was I dug a huge hole in the ground for each sunflower, like a 3 feet deep or something like that. And I filled the whole hole with straight compost. And I didn't know if it was going to work, but it did. So that's my biggest tip. Just use a ton of compost.
There you go, Paul.
Out in the backyard with a pellet gun or something to keep the bunnies away from it or something.
Well, hey, Evan, thanks for this.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Let us know who's the winner. Who's the winner in the 28th?
I will. He'll be happy, I'm sure.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Take care.